If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, "Is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar?" I said, "Sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious." He said, "I think that might be it."
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts. I'm so excited to introduce you to Jill Renslow, Senior VP of Business Development and Marketing at the Mall of America. Welcome, Jill. How are you?
I am doing great. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, and thank you so much for being on with us tonight. Are you still looking for even more ideas for people that are still shopping, or is that all done now?
Oh, no. This is the end stretch where everybody's looking for those last-minute gift ideas and starting to stress a little bit about the shipping deadline. So this is the best time to go shop brick and mortar and also to take in the sights and sounds of the holidays. I love to hear from people that just love to go to the mall for their tradition of holiday shopping. But not only that, just the music, the decor, and just really taking it all in of the festive time of year.
I am one of those, right? I love to take my grandchildren to the Mall of America during the Christmas season. It's so beautifully decorated, and the people are happy. I don't hear a lot of people bumping into each other and cursing out each other. So I have to tell you, it's a tradition for us now to go. And my son and his partner are coming in town for Christmas this year, and I'm so excited that we're all going to go out to the Mall of America. Tell me, what is the dust, you know, that really seems to fall on people when it comes to the Mall of America? There's just something really special about it.
There is. And like you said, just traditions. And I would love to hear some of the things that you guys love to do and what your traditions are. But, you know, it's everything from visiting Santa to strolling around. And there's so many photo ops this time of year with the beautiful strands of lights, the trees and the rotunda, the 7-foot nutcrackers. Like, it's just, it's magical. And people have their traditions year after year. And you even hear from locals that love to just stay in the hotels and be able to stay overnight and do their holiday shopping, grab something to eat, even grab a movie. And it becomes a tradition of this just, you know, escape to really take in the magic of the season.
You know, I've taken my children and my grandchildren now to the Mall of America during the Christmas season. And it really, I remember when New Year's Eve would hit and there was a big event for children and, you know, it would be over by 8 o'clock or something like that. Are you guys considering that for this year?
We are, yes. It's the Moonlight Circus. We've had the circus theme for the last few years, and it's a combination of entertainment in the rotunda as well as the ball drop that's inside Nickelodeon Universe. So it's very family-friendly. We have so many families that come year after year. A very affordable and safe option for families to enjoy, especially when it's cold outside, to be able to be somewhere inside where it's warm and safe, and having so many close hotels, it's a great overnight option as well.
Now, you talked a little bit about Santa. You mentioned that, and I'm just curious to know, how many Santas do you have this year?
Hopefully there's not little ones listening this evening, but, you know, Santa has a lot of helpers, lots of helpers out there. So we have several Santas to be able to accommodate all the families that come in. And so not only can you do the Santa by appointment, or we actually have very diverse Santas, which we absolutely love, so that little ones can really see a Santa that reflects who they are and,
bravo,
and their family. So,
bravo!
Yeah, it's great. We've had an African-American Santa for years. We added an Asian Santa this year. And it's just been great, and families are very positively receptive to it. But we also have the Candy Cane Institute, which is our kind of reinvention of what the Santa experience is all about. And it just kind of came forward right before COVID, and then when COVID hit, we had to shift gears a little bit. But this is the first year we've had it in full force, and it's actually an elf-run, Santa-approved holiday research lab. So you get a chance to really dive into the meaning of Christmas and just the holiday season. and you get a chance to have this really interactive, fun tour led by MOA elves and then Santa himself. So it's more interactive. It's not like you have to stand in line and just wait to sit on Santa's lap, but it really is immersive and it's fun for the whole family.
It is fun for the whole family. There's so much more to even do when you're visiting each of the floors. There's something a little magical, a little more magical the higher you go up. At least that's what I found. And I'm really just amazed at how many children can't wait to get to the Mall of America, and that includes my grands. So as they walk into the store, they get so excited. It used to be a time when children that were white and children that were BIPOC, you know, didn't really get to play with each other very much. And then all of a sudden, you guys change some things around, and now you really start to see children gathering at the same spot, whether it's among the amusement parks or all the other things that they can see at the Mall of America. They tend to gather a little bit more than they did 30 years ago. Have you noticed that?
I have, and it really brings a lot of joy to us at Mall of America that we can activate these fun events and bring in a unique mix of tenants for people to enjoy and also bring the attractions forward, because there's always something different that we have going on, and that's truly the secret to our success. And being able to keep it fresh and exciting and for families, and whether you're coming out for a girls' trip or a family trip or, you know, just maybe a day date with your spouse, and being able to just come and have fun and to be able to interact with such a diverse audience, and that's really important to us, and we take a lot of pride in it and really celebrate.
You know, there are other, you know, religious events that are happening that people are celebrating as well, right? Whether it's Islam or whether it is the Jewish community. During this time of the year, it's really special. I wish that there was a tree for every one of those. If it's three, if it's the Christians and the Muslims and, you know, the Jews, they got together and put a tree up, you know, in the Mall of America in different locations or just in the rotunda, so that people can really get to see what it's like to have a dreidel, what it's like to see what mm-hmm. that does and what it is hanging on that tree. I would love that. Have you done that before?
I love that. We have done different cultural celebrations, but I like your kind of this mashup or intermingling of the different holidays and festivals that the different cultures celebrate. And actually, it brings up a point that I would love to share, is we actually have Festival of Trees. This is the second year that we've had this event, and it's a walk-through experience where we have over 80 decorated trees from a variety of different brands, everything from the Minnesota Vikings to Paw Patrol with Nickelodeon Universe and Live Nation artists. It's very diverse, and so there's 80-plus trees that you can walk around and enjoy. They're all decorated beautifully. But you also have the chance to, for a selected donation, you can put your name into a drawing to win everything on that tree. And some of them are upwards of $2,000 worth of prizes. But what's
oh,
really
I'm so
great
coming.
Is 100% of the proceeds go to Special Olympics. And last year we generated $50,000, and we're hoping to double that this year. And we're tracking that so far. So I highly encourage anybody that's going out to the mall yet the next couple weeks before Christmas, definitely check it out. It's on the north side, level 3, right in the food court area. Again, Festival of Trees, and it benefits Special Olympics.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Of course, my last question for you, Jill, and we only have 1 minute left. Security. People are always concerned about going to any of the malls or any place that's really busy. I'm curious to know if you, how do you calm the parents that are there?
I think it's a really important question, and I appreciate you asking it, because we all, it's a different world that we live in right now, and right. I want people to know that Mall of America is safe. We have a direct independent security team that works directly with the Bloomington Police Department, as well as other regional and national resources, and our security team is the best. I feel wonderfully safe there. I bring my children, I bring my extended family, and we have so many different protocols in place, some that you see and some that you don't. But we've definitely taken the change of events that have happened not only in our community but around the world very seriously. And we have a really unique property, and it's important for us to protect it as such. And so I want to ensure people that, you know, come enjoy the holidays and know that you're in a safe place at Mall of America.
I'm so glad to hear that. Jill Renslow, Senior Vice President of Business Development and Marketing at the Mall of America. You will see me there. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
I love it. Welcome back. And we'd love to have you throughout the holiday season, and really wish you the joy and happiness this holiday.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.